This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the morning after the night before. And I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the speed of the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, and we know it's not poll workers in Georgia in some areas, and everybody that's doing whatever you're doing, thanks for helping keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there. Well, joining us for hour number one, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, here's the big question of the night. So who are the big winners in Tuesday's runoff section, Senate election in Georgia?
Well, right now, Captain, it looks like challenger Raphael Warnock, Democrat challenger, has won that seat over Kelly Loeffler, from what we can tell.
36,000 votes.
That's right. And the race between Ossoff and David Perdue is sitting right now literally at 50-50. 99% of those precincts are reporting, but it's still too close to call on that particular race. And get this, Captain, there are more votes to be counted and tallied tomorrow. And so we're going to be in a holding pattern until at least noon local time there in Georgia by the morning.
Well, I can assure you two things will happen. Number one, there will be a recount because both of these elections are within the margin of error for the recount. And Mr. Warnock has already been declared the winner by all of the news networks except for Fox. Fox didn't declare him a winner, but all the other ones did, including Newsmax, which kind of surprised me. But it's because he's up by about 36,000 votes, and all the votes that are out there predominantly to be counted that are left are from solid blue areas that went 2-1 for the Democratic candidates versus the Republicans. So Kelly Loeffler is going to lose more votes, and even though David Perdue is up by some 1,300 votes right now, I would not hold my breath to think that he's going to win. I'd like to see him win, because in that would give us one seat. We'd have a 51-49 majority, but I really think that it's a wishful thought on my part.
Well, you know, Captain, you're right. We're going to see what those votes look like, and you're right. They do come from predominantly Democrat counties, basically. But it's also interesting to see that David Perdue seemed to be performing better than Kelly Loeffler throughout the evening, even in places that were Republican strongholds. So her candidacy was not quite as strong even as Perdue, it would seem, and that might have told the tale for her race.
Well, you can't be something you're not, put on a ball cap and go around and look like you're one of the good old boys out there. When I saw her doing that, I kind of thought to myself, okay, we're playing a little game here. And that's just not the way it's done. And I didn't think she was a strong candidate. But let's just talk about Raphael Warnock for a minute. Now, he's obviously the winner in the Georgia Senate race against Kelly Loeffler by some 36,000 votes. And he is going to be one of the most radical senators ever. And I think one of the reasons that he was elected, and I really think this was a protest vote by some people on our side of the aisle, because they were mad at Mitch McConnell, because what didn't he do, Kyle?
Well, he did not allow a vote to increase the stimulus package.
And they held that against him and the Republicans, and take my word to the bank on this one, folks. I've been hearing it. I've had thousands of emails. I've had hundreds of phone calls and messages and this, that, and the other from people that kept telling me over and over and over and over again, the Democrats are going to win because McConnell didn't give us the money that was promised us, not only by the Congress, but by the president.
And what will happen soon after, Captain, is the Biden administration will come in and likely pass either the balance of that or even a round of $2,000.
That's right. They may just say, okay, we're going to send you another $2,000.
Exactly. And then that is going to continue to cement, you know, it's that old saying, bread and circuses, you know, from the old Roman days, basically.
Yeah.
But they have latched onto this.
Yeah. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the votes that are left to be counted are in some very blue areas like Savannah, Georgia, where the vote was 70-75% for the Democrats versus the balance for the Republicans. So that's where a large amount of votes are left to be carried or counted. And that's kind of hard to figure because there's a military base over there, Fort Gordon, Georgia, not very far away. And you would think with a military base over there that might control things, but nope, not the case.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, now the idea is, and when we get the final results and after any recounts and so forth, that firewall against Joe Biden looks like it's not going to materialize.
No. And whatever happens today, and by the way, I have a statement here from the president that I'm going to read here right in the second segment. But whatever happens today in Washington, D.C. happens. But don't hold your breath, folks. Don't hold your breath. I've been telling you, you know, don't get your hopes up because this is a long, long, long shot. Kyle, hold that thought. We'll get into more if you want to get involved in the conversation. Kathy's going to give you the number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You know, if you've got pain and you can't seem to get rid of it, and maybe you've tried Aleve and a handful of Advil or aspirin or whatever, I've got something that's an all-natural product that I've been using for a little bit more than 5 years, and it flat out works for me whenever I've had any type of injury where I've had inflammation or swelling or pain, and I take this religiously. It's called Relief Factor. Now, the Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. The ingredients are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain. Number one, it helps to lower and eliminate the pain in most cases, and it also helps to reduce inflammation. It is all natural. It supports a healthy bodily function, too, to help the healing process. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the three-week quick start for $19.95 and see what happens. And I would be willing to bet it'll work for you. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before I go to the caller, I'm going to read something here. And, oh, by the way, there is some breaking news. Newsmax is calling John Ossoff the winner against David Perdue because he's now got a 9,000-vote lead. He's ahead now 50.1% to 49.9% with 99% of the vote in. And just these other votes to count in the big blue area, so it doesn't look like the Republicans are going to gain a seat. It looks like as if it's going to be 50-50, and that'll make life real interesting in the Senate, won't it?
Well, it certainly will, Captain, but there will be different dynamics involved in that as well. But
yeah,
it is that the opening of a floodgate, basically.
Now, I want to talk about, before I go to the caller, the president put out a statement last night. I'm going to read this statement word for word so everybody understands what's going on here. The New York Times report regarding comments Vice President Pence supposedly made to me today is fake news. He never said that. The vice president and I are in total agreement that the vice president has the power to act. He's talking about the vote tomorrow in the, or today in the joint session of Congress. The November 3rd election was corrupt and contested states, and in particular, it was not in accordance with the Constitution in that they made large-scale changes to election rules and regulations as dictated by local judges and politicians, not by state legislators. This means that it was illegal. Our vice president has several options. Under the U.S. Constitution, he can decertify the results, or send them back to the states for change and research and certification, or he can also decertify the illegal and corrupt results and send them to the House of Representatives for the one vote, one state tabulation. Well, that's not exactly the way it works, and Senator Mark Warner in Virginia said, nope, that's not the way it works, and I'm just saying what he said because that actually is true. But let's go to the caller, because I've got my cry towel out here, so I'm going to give it to him in a minute. It's Mike in Clearwater. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. You know, a couple different things. You notice a pattern. When President Obama was elected, he had full control, controlled both chambers. They put through Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Then President Trump comes along. He has full control, both chambers of Congress. And he tried to repeal it, but there were some Republicans that came up and said, you know, so many people depend on this, and we just can't in good faith. It's not perfect. We don't like it, but we're not going to appeal it. So my question to you, Professor, is, you know, several months ago I brought up this idea of radical Democrats and reasonable Democrats. Now, I know that there's our friends on the other side. Not all of them are radical. There are a lot of them that are decent people that really want to do what they feel is right for the country. So now that it looks like Biden is going to have full control, you know, both chambers, we have to pretty much leave it up to the reasonable Democrats to look at some of these things and say, you know what, we're not going to do it. Now, I know it comes at a peril because they're risking their career and their reputation and everything. But what do you think the likelihood is, Professor, on some of these more radical agendas like Medicare for All and Green New Deal and all this? Do you think there's going to be enough reasonable Democrats to stand up to the radical ones and say, this is ridiculous and we don't want any part of this, even if it means, you know, career suicide for their political career? Because at this point, the reasonable Democrats are the ones that we have to, you know, hope and pray that they do the right thing. And like I said, I know there is a lot of them out there that are decent people. I'm not a fan of the Democratic Party, but at the same time, I know there's good people in the Democratic Party. So what do you think, Professor?
All right. Thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mike. You know, I think that it depends on how well they could stand up to the arm-twisting by the executive branch, whomever is in the executive branch doing the arm twisting, and certainly standing up to Chuck Schumer, for example, in the Senate, or standing up to Nancy Pelosi. They can bring a lot of pressure to bear. Now, of course, there's a lot of bandwagons going on right now, especially with the far left, and I think we're actually going to see fireworks between the far left, kind of like you're talking about, of the far left wanting to push through very radical agendas, and others saying, now, wait a minute, we don't know if we can do that far, but we can do this. And so it will be interesting to see those fireworks. That being said, there's this bandwagon growing of trying to get through, especially with COVID, and sort of put us in the direction of going more socialist overall. So they may get caught up in the tide, but hopefully by the public reaching out to them, trying to make sure that they understand where the public is on this, because the public isn't into the radical agendas. If they can use that as some political cover, it may help a little bit.
Okay, there's two things you left out. Number one, there's still two congressional seats open where they have not decided the winner. One's in upstate New York, and I believe it's the 22nd District, and that's probably, I know the Senate, the Congress is sending one of their congressional teams to take a look at the election up there. They did that back years ago when Vern Buchanan won his seat by 200 and some odd votes down in Sarasota County, so this is not something I'm not familiar with. Republican challenger is ahead by, I think it's about 25 votes or something like that, so she could wind up being seated. And the other race also has a Republican barely ahead of a Democrat downstate, and that also could be. So there could be two more Republicans, which would mean Nancy Pelosi's lead would not be seven seats, it would be five. That changes everything, in my opinion.
Well, it does, and then also on top of that, I would just add that the Biden administration, the Biden machine, as we might even refer to it, and the Democrats, the Democrat Party officials, are all going to have the mainstream media 100% behind them, pushing whatever it is that they're trying to get across, whether that be let's get rid of private health care and just do Medicare for all, whatever it is, they'll have their help.
There is no doubt in my mind that it's not just Mitch McConnell who was responsible for this defeat. It's other people in the Republican Party who did not listen to the people. The people kept telling them, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We got to have some help here. You got to help us out. Business is going out of business, and people that were losing their homes, and people that were losing their apartments, people that were losing their cars, people that had no jobs, we got to have some help. And he kept saying it over and over again. Well, the House passed the legislation first, and it was out there, right?
Right.
And then McConnell sat on it, and they couldn't pass it, and whatever reason it was, he had two or three different reasons. Doesn't really matter at this point. But what matters is he did not listen to the people. And I happen to know that there were thousands, tens of thousands of telegrams and phone calls. We even gave out the phone number, remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, going into him, and he paid no attention to it. So, guess what? Surprise, surprise, they stuck it to him, and they said, here we are. You didn't listen to us. We're not going to listen to you.
Well, that's right.
Now, that's my thought.
Well, I think you're right, and I will say this. If the Republicans could have helped to save these businesses, like you're talking about, the people with the emails and phone calls, it would be a different story than if the Democrats send the money under a Biden administration, because they're not looking to revive the amazing Trump economy.
Yeah.
It'll be a very different landscape. Yep.
By the way, Fox just called the Raphael Warnock the winner in his race against Kelly Loeffler. They've not called the other race yet, although Newsmax did. They've called John Ossoff the winner because of the vote tabulation here. 9,000 plus votes. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And for those of you that are thinking doom and gloom, the world's at an end, we're over, this is bad, and this, that, and the other, it's not great, but we'll get over it and we'll move on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Both of the Senate runoff elections in Georgia remain within about 1% of each other, with around 98% of the vote reported. Senator David Perdue holds a lead over challenger John Ossoff of around 1,300 votes. while Reverend Raphael Warnock is up about 35,000 votes on Senator Kelly Loeffler, with an estimated 2% of the vote still to be reported. Both races remain too close to call. Raphael Warnock spoke to his supporters late Tuesday night, seemingly claiming victory and saying that he will fight for all Georgians in Washington.
And so, Georgia, I am honored by the faith that you have shown in me. And I promise you this tonight. I am going to the Senate to work for all of Georgia. No matter who you cast your vote for in this election, in this moment in American history.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Booth.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can check out their website at geico.com and get a rate quote for the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle or an RV or an ATV or even a boat. They'll do all of that too for you. And oh, by the way, while you're over there, if you want to get a cost comparison for your homeowners or your renter's insurance, depending on whether or not you own a place or you rent it, you can do that too. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. All you got to do is give them your zip code, tell them what it is you want to do, and you can do it all online. If you want to see an agent, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. You can do it all online and get things done. And I'm telling you, they've done very well by me, and I've done very well by them, and I really appreciate the way that they've handled all the different things they've handled for me when I've had minor problems that I've had. So there you go. And Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is the website. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle and I are going to talk a little bit about Mike Pence and some of the options that he has that he can do. It's all contingent a little bit anyway on the Supreme Court if they decide to hear any case. But before we do that, Johanna chimed in and said, if the Senate is 50-50, who gets to be the leader? Do you know the answer, Kyle?
Well, I think ultimately, well, you'd have co-leaders, but then ultimately that would be Kamala Harris as in her role as president of the Senate.
And who's going to control the agenda of the Senate because of that situation to determine what gets to the floor? It's going to be the president of the Senate, who is the vice president, Kamala Harris.
That's right.
So there you go. Not the answer you want to hear, but that's what's going to happen. So that means the agenda will be controlled by the vice president, who happens to be the president of the Senate. And even though you've got Mitch McConnell on one end and Chuckie Boy Schumer on the other end, they'll both be equal as far as what they do until the midterm elections. And I think common sense will be back by that time, because I'm telling you, a lot of people are mad. They are mad, especially Republicans. They're mad at the Republicans and the rhinos and this, that, and the other. And I had a feeling this was coming, but I was sitting on all this information. I didn't want to say anything, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you I told you so, but I did mention this a while back, didn't I?
Well, you did. And, you know, Captain, let's just make, just for sake of argument, that the Trump tax cuts get rolled back, that the corporate tax rate goes from 21 to 28%, that the top, you know, tier goes to 39%. Basically, all these scary numbers that we've been hearing about, they all become real.
Yep.
Well, that, like you said, people are going to start getting mad because they're going to see all the great things about the Trump economy and the Trump rocket ship just fall back to earth, and they may get $2,000 from Joe Biden, but it's not. But there's nothing to go back to at that point.
And I thought yesterday about doing something. What could I do to try to help out and give people a place where they could go and really give a chance to vent and talk to other like-minded people? So I created a page called Tea Party Americans on Facebook. Tea Party Americans. It's over on Facebook. Check it out. Now, Kyle, tell us about Mike Pence.
Well, you know, Captain, later today, Mike Pence is going to preside over the certification process of the electoral votes, basically. Now, what the president has talked about and others have talked about is that Mike Pence can simply not, you know, accept these. He can decertify them. He can accept a different slate of electors and these kinds of things. Well, evidently, Captain, many, many, many years ago, there was this thing passed called the Electoral Count Act of 1887. Now, what this does is it specifically limits the power of the vice president in the role as president of the Senate to be able to make changes or not accept the votes, basically. So he's really only able to preside over the counting and the, you know, opening up and counting of these votes. Now, that being said, there are those who believe, and I'm sure the Trump administration folks would agree with this, that Count Act of 1887, I believe, is not constitutional. So perhaps Mike Pence could do something. He could say, I don't accept these, and then go litigate it in the Supreme Court, or they could go to the Supreme Court. Obviously, they don't have time to do that now, and say, is this a constitutional act? So we'll see if the sparks start flying tomorrow, but that's sort of what the landscape looks like.
Well, it's all contingent to what happens here in the next, today.
Right.
It's all contingent to what happens today. And the fact of the matter is nobody knows. Nobody knows. I know there's going to be challenges, but here's the deal. We've got six states that could be challenged, correct?
Right.
And of those six states that could be challenged, you need to have a congressman from each state and a senator from each state in order to do it. Is that not right?
I believe so, right.
So we don't have six senators. We might have the congressman, but we don't have six senators from those individual states.
Right. Yeah, the idea, of course, is that they could essentially debate, I think, what is it, for 2 to 3 hours per objection, which could drive the process into Thursday, but may not drive the process into going to the one state per vote or one state, one vote issue, say, for example, of the state houses to try to rerun the election.
Right. Now, let's go back to Kamala Harris, because Kamala Harris has been accused of plagiarizing a Martin Luther King comment that he made many years ago in an October interview that she did with Elle magazine, where Martin Luther King talked about the story about a little girl who was asked what was the one thing that she would like to have if she could have anything. And she said, feedom, F-E-E-D-O-M, feedom. And Kamala Harris did what?
Well, she said something very similar to that.
She used the same comment, same statement, and said, all I want, all the little girl said, all she wants is Fwee, F-W-E-E, Fwee Dum. So it's obvious she stole that comment from Martin Luther King.
Well, you know, well, I guess maybe she's learning from the best, Captain. She's learning from her boss, Joe Biden, I guess. Who knows? Yeah, I mean, but this, any other politician, might have a real huge problem with that. But I don't think it'll be a radar blip for Kamala Harris.
No, probably not. But it is what it is. And, oh, by the way, yesterday we had a result in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with the shooting of the young man who wound up being paralyzed, Jacob Blake. The officers involved in the shooting will not face any charges because it was determined beyond any reasonable doubt, that this person did charge the officers, and he did come at them in a threatening manner, and they did what they had to do to stop the threat. And the Washington Post actually lied about this because they were slammed for claiming that Jacob Blake was unarmed during the altercation with Kenosha police. He was not unarmed.
Yeah, exactly. See, this is why, and it's so very important, nobody wants anybody to be killed or deprived, obviously,
no,
of their life for no reason or without due process. But the problem, Captain, is always the rushes to judgment, and then there's violence or there's this or that, and we have to wait for all of the facts to come out. And that's why we have a judicial system, which is supposed to replace violence.
Yeah, Eric is asking us a question, but we'll have to look it up during the break. He says, good morning. Wasn't the 1887 Act what Louis Gohmert attempted to have the court define as the role of the vice president? I could be mistaken. I don't know, so I'll have to look it up.
I think it is possible, and we will check on that during the break. Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, did you see the CNN reporter go after our Florida governor down here, Ron DeSantis, and what he did to the Florida reporter or the CNN reporter?
Yeah, well, they had to do with, I think, with the vaccine things and so forth.
Yeah, well, the CNN host called Florida Governor DeSantis an ass for his response to reporters' questions about the vaccine problems. And what the governor did was he said, listen, we have the vaccine. We've given them to the hospital, and it's first come, first serve at the hospital. And they were saying, well, aren't you concerned about all the senior citizens that are camping out, blah, 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 blah? Well, hey, that's what first come, first serve is, and that's why they're camping out.
Right. Well, to resort to that kind of name-calling, well, you know, that's professional, you know, but it really isn't, obviously.
Yeah, well, this woman, this CNN reporter, apparently she's some sort of antagonist that's been around before, and she was a CNN never-Trump type person. She's been in there before. By the way, while we're talking about CNN, the CNN never-Trump panel members, which included Scaramucci and a couple of other folks that were on, they ripped President Trump for all of this sort of stuff. And even Scaramucci said, we work for a full-on traitor.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I take the traitor as Scaramucci, but that's time for another day. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to see if we can check that out during the break. If we can't, we'll do it top of the hour. But I'm coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kathy, give us the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way in the great state of Georgia, and we appreciate her doing that for us very much. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the pilot and Flying J. Nearest you, the largest truck stop chain in the country. Stop on by. Tell them you heard me talking about them on the radio, and I said you could get yourself a free cup of coffee just by doing that. And guess what? You will be able to get yourself a free cup of coffee. And then check them out. Join the Drivers Club. All right. Well, here we go. The Drivers Highway and Byway Report.
To ride.
righty, that's Blake Shelton and Pitbull with something called Get Ready to Rock. And there you go. And I'll let that go because we've got a lot of things you got to do. Got a caller on the line. Caller, be patient. I'll be right with you as soon as we get done with the weather here. Now, I'm going to read the weather statement, then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. So, Kyle, here we go. The active western pattern will bring additional rain on saturated soils that could cause flooding and bring an enhanced threat of landslides, especially in western Washington state. Other hazards include mountain snow, gusty winds, high surf. Wintry conditions are possible in the north and central plains with showers locally heavy and thunderstorms and some strong in the south. And we've got a big area fog in the Midwest tonight. We'll tell you about that after Kyle tells you what's going on out west. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Speaking of fog, we have a dense fog advisory in the Central Valley of California. This is going to be from Bakersfield all the way up to about Modesto, California.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be along California 99 and Interstate 5, so be very careful in those areas. Winter weather advisory up in Northern California as we continue up Interstate 5, especially through the Mount Shasta area. We have a wind advisory up there tonight, Captain, and also a wind advisory coming up 395 out of California up into southern Oregon in the Lakeview area. Winter weather advisory continues up through portions of basically the western part of Oregon up through into Washington where we have a winter storm warning. This is going to be east of Olympia. And then also, of course, wind advisory looks like in the Everett area. And again, rain, as we understand, off and on there in Seattle, Washington. Winter weather advisory also in northern Washington over into northern Idaho. This is north of Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. In the central part of Idaho, we have an avalanche warning tonight, Captain. This is going to be north of I-84. It's going to be in the Fairfield area, stretching up to areas including Stanley, Idaho. Mm. And another avalanche warning, this is going to be west of the 15, I-15. This is going to be in the Caribou National Forest and Big Sky Middle Village area. Then also in northern Utah, along I-15, we have another avalanche warning in the Logan, Ogden, and Salt Lake City area. And then to round it out, Captain, a wind advisory tonight in northern New Mexico if you're coming up I-25 round about the Colorado border as well. So be careful out there with the wind tonight.
Okay, well, this is going to be pretty quick because I don't have a lot to talk about, so I will talk about in the northeastern corner of Nebraska, namely Omaha, Council Bluffs, and up by 29 up into where we have Minnesota and South Dakota come together. You're going to have some snow, and then that snow branches off to the west all the way to the North Dakota, South Dakota line, and then you've got some uncertain conditions up there between Fargo and Bismarck right now. Now, in Minnesota, from the Canadian border all the way down to include all of Wisconsin, the eastern part of Minnesota, which includes some of the Twin City area, and all of Wisconsin along I-94 and I-90, and most of Illinois tonight and the eastern part of Iowa, you have a dense fog advisory. It's zero visibility in some areas, so be advised of that. Now, in addition, there's also some light snow going on in the Ozarks, over in Arkansas, the western part of Arkansas, east of Fort Smith and the hilly areas there. And you've got a windy condition along the Gulf of Mexico from Mississippi over towards, just east of Pensacola, Florida, right about Milton in that area. So that's about where, Mariana, rather. So that's where you'll have some windy conditions. Now, Kyle, we're going to go to the lines here because we've had a caller being very patient. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Bill, and I'm in Sarasota.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Morning, Kyle. I'm looking for a ray of hope here. What I see happening here is not pleasant, and I want to know how the Constitution survives when the Democrats, totalitarian Marxists, and their cronies, which I'm not certain how that divides up exactly, but they control the media, the television media. They control the Facebook and Twitter.
Uh-huh.
They control how you vote. They can manufacture enough votes. They control the voting system, and they control both houses of the federal government and the presidency. And we've got a turncoat, at the very worst case, in John Roberts heading the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
How does the Constitution survive in that?
Okay. We'll answer the question. Thank you for the call. Now, Kyle, first of all, to change the Constitution, what does it take?
Well, you have to have a constitutional convention if you want to...
Or in terms of the Congress, when you have a vote to put an amendment through, what do you have to have?
The two-thirds majority, I believe.
In both the House and the Senate.
Right.
Do you think that this House or this Senate, right now, the way it's set up for at least the next 2 years, is going to be able to get a two-thirds majority on anything?
Well, that could be very, very problematic.
I don't see it happening because there's way too many people that have come in, compliments of Donald Trump, that have come in with a new way of thinking and whatnot, especially the new Republicans and even the Democrats.
Well, that's true. That's true. Things have changed dramatically. And those margins, I think, Captain, this has been a disaster for the Democrats in the House. But, of course, it's not being played like that.
Now, could there be a constitutional convention of states? Sure.
There could be, There could be, but that would be a real Herculean effort to get going.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, they don't have enough states to do that, and enough states don't seem to be interested in wanting to do it right now because they keep talking about, well, we got this state and that state, and maybe this one's going to do that, and that one's going to do this and all that, but it's not happening.
Well, exactly right. And so a lot of times these big moves are they're possible, but somehow they're very hard to actually get done. But I do think, though, that we're going to see the tax cuts be rolled back. You'll see other moves, and especially in regards to the Second Amendment.
And the economy is going to go south.
Well, I think that's a given. In fact, Captain, there was an analyst earlier that had remarked that two Democrat wins in Georgia could likely result, and again, this is their opinion, in a 10% sell-off in the stock market.
Well, it definitely is already doing that because if you take a look at the futures of the stock market today, they're not very good at the moment.
Well, right, because, again, they realize that, we're not going to have the same kind of mentality moving
and
forward.
The corporate taxes are going to come back, and people are going to have to pay more for the products they want. Oh, by the way, did you notice what happened to the price of gasoline yesterday around the country?
What was that?
It went up at least 10 cents a gallon in most areas.
Well, you see, and all that translates
and
into...
the price of gasoline wholesale dropped 4 cents a gallon when they raised the price 10.
Mm-hmm. And that affects everything, because everything comes to you by a truck of using fuel.
All right, we got to take the top of the hour break. Caller, hang on. I'll talk to you during the break here. We got to take the top of the hour break, so we're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition. By the way, Colonel Jim's going to be around in hour number 4. We're going to talk to him about a lot of stuff.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.